Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Stoneman. Pat, how are you doing today?
Trent, I'm doing pretty good. I'm kind of upset the weather has kind of gotten cold again, so I really haven't been able to, you know, go outside and enjoy the warm weather like I was last week, but it's still nice enough where I can still go outside. It's not been raining, but we're almost done with school. We have 2 weeks of school left and then finals week, so really altogether three, but, you know, finals week is just taking exams, and I'm not sure exactly how we're going to, you know, take exams here at home, but it's winding down, and I am a little worried about getting bored once I don't actually have schoolwork. You know, I kind of complain about having to do all this schoolwork, but I will say it kind of makes the time go by fast because it feels like I'm, you know, working on schoolwork all the time. How about you?
I'm not doing too bad. I feel like the end of the school year kind of snuck up on us a little bit just because we're not in class all the time. We're just kind of sitting at home doing all of our schoolwork. So I'm not really ready for the end of the semester. I still got a couple papers I got to finish up and work on. So that'll be fun because they're pretty long, extensive papers. So I got to get those done. And then finals, like you said, I have no idea how those are going to work. I know my one professor is just going to put it up and we have to write an essay for it and then turn that in, and that's going to be our final. But other than that, I honestly, it's weird to me to think school's almost over because I feel like it shouldn't be just because I'm at home, if that makes any sort of sense.
Yeah, I kind of feel that. So, like, I don't know if, like, you have the same sense as me, but it always kind of feels like it takes forever to get to this, like, month of April. And then the month of April hits, and the month of April just flies by. Because normally the weather's getting warm, so everyone's outside enjoying, like, we're all hanging out. And it kind of, like, everyone is then kind of sad, like, that the school year's over because the weather's getting nicer outside. Everyone can hang out outside again after the long winter months. And so, like, throughout the whole school year, you're like, oh, man, I'm just ready for the school year to be over. Summertime, warm weather. But like that last semester hits, and like honestly, like the month of April, like being on campus is probably my favorite time other than soccer season, of course. But just because like we're outside, we're playing tennis ball, golf, we're playing sand volleyball, we're just out, you know, sitting on Newfeld Lawn or sitting out near like the like nice grass area by the fire pits. And so it's like, this is my favorite time to be on campus. So it's been kind of hard on me not to be on campus and, you know, spending time and enjoying it like with my friends.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we played sand volleyball probably twice a week last year, this time of year. And now we're all kind of at home doing our own thing. And we just don't have the experiences that we've had in years past, and it definitely does take a toll. It feels like all we're concentrating on is our schoolwork and just trying to get through school with everything going around the country.
Yeah, it's definitely been rough this year, and we're going to continue on with the spring sports, and I actually reached out to a couple of baseball guys just to, you know, kind of hear from them, you know, what does it mean to have this season canceled, and I was able to hear back from three different guys, so we're going to hear from juniors Jackson Rogan, Garrett O'Reilly, and senior Brantley Kernett. Obviously, because of not being on campus, we can't really bring them into the radio station, and it's already hard enough for Trent and I to be able to do this when we're not together, so we won't be able to hear their voices, but they did send me some quotes that they wanted me to go ahead and just say on the radio for them. I am just going to go ahead and read these word for word because I feel like they're pretty, you know, from the heart and sentimental, and I don't want to take that away from them. So we're first going to hear from Jackson Rogan. He said, "This season being canceled has given me a lot of time to reflect about what it means to be a part of such a close-knit program. At this point, we have all lost a season. Some have lost their last season of eligibility. I have spent 3 years playing besides the guys that have just lost their last chance to play the sport they love and lost their chance to play it. Losing my junior year isn't about me. It's about the guys that might not get another chance to step on a diamond and compete with the guys they have sweat next to, cried with, and bled for. My heart hurts for those guys. But this gives us a chance to reflect and hold closer to the things that really matter. Family, friends, and staying mentally healthy and present. It hurts to not be able to see the full potential of the 2020 Bluffton Beavers baseball team. But in the end, we will be an even closer group. Who knows? Maybe we'll see some fifth years on the diamond next year. And I just, you know, I Jackson is one of those guys where he's just, he really does just worry about everyone else. And that kind of hit the nail like on the head when you hear him. He's not worried about himself. He's not worried about him losing his junior year. He's more worried about those seniors that have just lost their last opportunity. And he knows like senior, he still has the opportunity for his senior year. Hopefully this is all done by then. And so it's just hard for him to see those seniors lose their senior season.
Yeah, and I like how he said that it's not about him. It's more about everybody else around him and the team in general. Because, yeah, it does stink that he doesn't get to play his junior year, but he's just thinking about all the guys, as he said, who might not ever have the chance to step out on the diamond and compete again. I know that's hard for anybody. And just being in there, and I know if that would have happened to us during our soccer season this year, we would have had Igor, who would have never got to compete with us again. And that's just tough. And I like how Jackson kind of just made it all about the seniors and how he hopes that they can all find a way to come back so he can compete with them one more time.
Yeah, definitely a stand-up guy, and Jackson, you know, I commend you for those words. We're going to go ahead and move on to Garrett O'Reilly, junior pitcher for the Beavers baseball team. He said, "Losing our season has been tough because it leaves a lot of what-ifs. As a team, we worked really hard all year to prepare us for the season. Though we did get to play some games down in Florida, which I'm thankful for, but it's not the same experience as playing a conference game at Memorial Field with your friends, faculty, and family cheering you on. I feel especially bad for the seniors who were stripped of their last season, which is tough because I've worked with these guys for 3 years. I feel for the freshmen that didn't get to experience what playing in the Heartland Conference or even what playing at Memorial Field feels like with our fans there." And once again, you know, Garrett as well, stand-up guy, and it's never about him, just like Jackson. It's about the what-ifs. What could have this team could have done? What could have these seniors have felt playing in their last game at home? They didn't get to have their senior day at home at Memorial Field. And, you know, I would probably say we probably have one of the nicest fields in the conference. Coach Grandy keeps that thing so nice, and the baseball team is one of the most supported teams on campus, and you always see a ton of fans there, whether it's rain, shine, snow, people are there watching the Bluffton Beavers baseball team. And so he also hinted on the freshmen not getting to experience it, not getting a chance to play, you know, in a Heartland Conference game at Memorial Field. So, you know, once again, Garrett, and with all these baseball guys, I'm sure they would all be the same way. It's not about them. It's about the seniors. It's about the team in general and just, you know, the things that they end up losing. But in the end, they understand that it's not about them. It's about the team altogether.
Yeah, Pat, I think you really hit that one right on the head there. Said everything that I was actually thinking about saying as you were talking about Garrett's quote. And I think one thing that really stuck out to me was his concern not only with the seniors, but with the freshmen. I know as a freshman, your first collegiate game at your home field, that's like a big deal. It's something you look forward to just to know what kind of atmosphere you're going to get to play in for the next four, maybe five. If you have an injury red shirt, you won't play a year, but you'll still be in that atmosphere, but just around the atmosphere that you would be able to experience, and they were stripped from that. And just the seniors, again, his concern wasn't with himself, but more so with the team in general.
Yeah, and speaking of red shirt seniors, senior fifth year pitcher Brantley Kernut, loses his fifth year senior season. He went through Tommy John surgery his junior year, fought back to be able to pitch last year, but he kind of knew that, you know, this was his year to be back full strength. He was feeling good, and he came back because he wanted a chance to be able to play one last season for this Bluffton Beavers team, and for that to be taken away, it's just heartbreaking. So I texted Brantley, and this is what he had to say. Losing the season was tough for all of us. It all happened so fast. When we were in Florida, no one imagined this would affect our season. When we got back, it all changed. I'm glad we had an early spring break so we could get 10 games in. I just wish we had finished the season. I really wanted to play one more game at Memorial Field. And I know Brantley. I wrote the story about what it meant to him to be able to come back from Tommy John surgery. Him and I, anytime we see each other on campus, we always stop, talk to each other. And Brantley's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Literally, I mean that. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And to see him, after everything he battled through, everything he went through, to lose his senior season, and it's the same thing. One more game at Memorial Field. Just one last game at Memorial Field. And that's what upsets him and hurts him the most.
And I think another thing with Brantley is just the fact that he had already taking that extra fifth year to come back and play, and that's the year that was stripped from him, and he doesn't have the chance, as I said, to come back and play here, well, at Bluffton, in front of all the Beaver fans and all that. But I did like how he was, although he doesn't get that opportunity to play at Memorial Field, he was grateful that he still got to experience a little bit this year down in Florida with the early spring break. Literally a week, maybe a week and a half before they found out that their season was going to be canceled.
Yeah, I really wish that we could, you know, get these guys actually on the radio so that way you guys could hear their voices and just how sincere they really are about all of this. But I commend those guys. I thank those guys. You know, I reached out to them and I told them, I was like, you know, if it's too hard to talk about, you don't have to send me anything. Like, I understand like how hard it is. And, you know, they all three responded back to me and I gave them credit. I was like, I think you guys have handled this way better than I think I would have if I would have, you know, lost my season. So I want to thank those guys here on the radio as well. You know, I've thanked them already, but thank them again. You know, thank you guys for those words. You know, I think it means a lot to our listeners. It means a lot for me and Trent to be able to hear, because, you know, our fall season is still up in the air. We don't know if we're going to end up having fall sports next year. And so hearing from those guys and just, you know, what they had to say, you know, it means a lot. And I feel it, and I'm hurting for them, and I just hope and pray that no other senior has to go through what they're having to go through, because that's not something I wish upon anyone. You know, as athletes, we've played the game that we love since we were young, and to be able to have that taken away from us after everything that we have put into it, all the work, that senior day, our last chance, you know, playing Division III, it's not a very good opportunity to go out and play professionally, and we understand that. Division III athletes understand that, and it's more about the experience. It's more about playing the game that you love for four more years, and for those seniors to get that taken away and only get to play 3 years, it's definitely hard, and I feel for all the seniors and all the teams. Trent and I will have more quotes from you from softball and track and field athletes next week. But we are going to go ahead and jump into some outside sports. Well, actually, we're going to stay at Bluffton first. We're going to talk about Bluffton SAC, Student Athlete Advisory Committee, is still putting on virtual D3 week. It's kind of like what Bluffton University did last week, trying to keep students interacted. SAC's actually doing some different prizes based off of different what you post. You know, they decide, you know, who the winner is, and they get put in for a drawing to be able to win some prizes. So we want to give them a shout out. Go ahead and participate in that and go ahead and try and win some free prizes. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to other sports. Trent, the XFL has filed for bankruptcy. I know you and I loved watching XFL. What does this mean to you, the fact that it has filed for bankruptcy and it's been the first victim of this COVID-19 when it comes to professional sports?
Yeah, it's a little upsetting just because I liked watching it, just because it kind of reminded me of how the NFL used to be before they had all those real rule changes to protect the players, which I understand. But I always liked watching, just see the big hits, and it's definitely sad that they had to file for bankruptcy, and those athletes that were participating won't get to participate again, unless, you know, some of them have gotten the opportunity during the free agency to get picked up from NFL teams. So they will get to play in the NFL, but other than that, the other athletes that were playing in the XFL have to go on and find something else to do because they won't be able to play. But yeah, it's just, I liked watching. I thought it was fun. It was entertaining for sure. And I'm gonna miss watching it for sure.
Yeah, it's the first victim of the COVID-19, and they already knew that they were having to, you know, fight the NFL for viewership. You know, they were smart in the fact that the ideas that they had, and I think the NFL is going to end up adopting some of the XFL ideas, and I really think that the viewers really enjoyed watching the XFL. They were smart in the fact that it was not in the same season as when the NFL is, so they weren't trying to compete for viewership there. But, you know, they only got to play half their season, and when it's a brand new, you know, the XFL has existed in the past, but, you know, first brand new season with actual, you know, trying to play actual football instead of the kind of the WWE that the XFL was the first time. It's hard, and I was really hoping that it would be successful. Actually, one of the people I worked with at USA Football, he left and was actually working for one of the XFL teams, and now he's, you know, left without a job now. You know, and that was, you know, a big step for him to, you know, it's a risk you take, definitely, not knowing, you know, is this league going to be successful. The XFL literally had all of their games televised. Every single one was nationally televised for to be able to watch, and so it's hard to be able to know that, you know, it is getting shut down. So I feel, and I was really hoping that the XFL would be successful, but it's not looking too positive for it to be able to work for this year. So, yeah, that was definitely upsetting, and I was really hoping that the XFL would work. But we are going to move on now to Christian McCaffrey has signed a new deal where he's going to be paid roughly $16 million per year for the next 4 years to stay with the Carolina Panthers, and he is now the highest paid running back in the NFL. Trent, what do you think about that deal? Does Christian McCaffrey deserve $16 million a year and to be the highest paid running back in the league?
Yeah, I think so. He was on my fantasy this year, and he was just scoring me so many points. He's definitely, I think, one of the top, if not the top, running backs in the NFL. But that's a crazy amount of money. I know I could never imagine what I would be able to do with that much money. But he definitely is one of the top, in my opinion, top five running backs that are in the league right now. So I do think he did kind of deserve that after the season that he had this year.
Yeah, I hated playing you because you had Christian McCaffrey in fantasy football this past year. Dude's a beast, and he's young, and the Carolina Panthers are pretty young team altogether, and so keeping him and keeping a focal point when they're getting a brand new quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater, I think is definitely important to surround him with as much talent as possible. So bringing in Christian McCaffrey and solidifying him to stay in Carolina for the next 4 years, it was definitely smart by the Carolina Panthers, in my opinion. And we're going to go ahead and finish the show with the University of Cincinnati is shutting down their men's soccer program. This was just announced today, April 14th, and they said it's due to the uncertainty of the fall season next year, as well as they have recorded about $700,000 in losses as a men's soccer program. Trent, what do you think about University of Cincinnati cutting the men's soccer program?
Obviously, as a soccer player, I never want to see another team have to cut its program. That's sad, I know. And you always want those players to be able to continue to play. So hopefully the players that were on that team either can find another school to go to if they want to continue to play, or they just, if their club team's still running, just go on their club team so they can still compete a little bit. But I understand from the point of that they've lost money and the season in the fall is up in the air, which would make them lose even more money if they did keep the team. So I do understand that aspect of it. It's definitely saddening to see another soccer program kind of dissolve and not exist anymore, especially since, as you know, both of us play soccer and we've committed 4 more years after high school to competing and working and getting better in that sport.
Yeah, as soccer players, you know, this is just devastating. You know, we're trying to make soccer more popular here in the United States. And, you know, it's the biggest game in the world altogether. It's definitely the most popular game. But, you know, in the United States, it still falls behind football, basketball, and baseball still. And so it's still trying to grow. And it has grown a lot compared to what it used to be. But, you know, it altogether, there's not much we can really do about it. And I wish all those players the best of luck. And I hope that, you know, in the future, Cincinnati will look to bring back that men's soccer program, or maybe they just take a year off due to the uncertainty and try and find some more funding and donors to be able to keep this program running.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think the one thing is everybody who plays soccer is trying to grow the game, just because United States, it's not that popular of a sport. It's definitely growing, especially with the women's national team being as dominant as they have been the past couple of years. It's definitely helping soccer grow in the state.
It definitely has, and so, yeah, it's devastating, and I hope that they look to bring it back here in the future. Other than that, Trent, that's all I have. If you have anything, go ahead, and we can talk about it. But other than that, I think we're good to wrap it up.
No, I don't have anything else. We only have a couple more Beaver Dams of this year. As we stated earlier, the school year is coming to an end. But that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and hope you come back and listen to us next week. For more stories and information, check out bluffthandwit.com and subscribe. This has been Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spohn. Thank you for listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Way.
Roll Beaver.